It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. This past week, actor Matthew McConaughey sat down with us to talk about the recent and radical shift in his career and the somewhat darker roles he's been taking. But before we got there, he told us the story of how he got into acting, and particularly how he was cast as the slightly sleazy character Wooderson in the 1993 film Dazed and Confused. It began at a bar in Austin, Texas. McConaughey struck up a conversation with Don Phillips, the producer, who was in town looking for actors for the film.
Cut to 3.5 hours later. We've been kicked out of So Said Bar. And he says, "You ever acted before?" And I said, "Well, I mean, I was in a Miller Lite commercial for about that long." And he said, "Well, there's a role in this film you might be just right for. Come to this address and pick up the script if you're interested, and come tomorrow morning." 9:30 that next morning, I went down to this place, and there was a script waiting for me with a handwritten note. And for me, well, Wooderson was, it was not who my brother, my middle brother, was as a senior in high school, but at 11 years old, it's who I thought he was. And I had a wonderfully romanticized view of him. To me, he was 8 feet tall. His 81 Z28 Camaro was a rocket. His sound system, the Tancredi Equalizer Alpine system and Concord speakers, was better than Phil Spector's wall of sound. I was working off these images of who he was when I was 11 years old. And then I went to the set, did a wardrobe fitting one night, walk out, Richard Linklater sees me, he laughs, he goes, "Yep, that's Wooderson." And I said, "All right, well, I'll see you next week." And he goes, "No, don't go anywhere yet." And he goes, "We're shooting this scene at the Top Notch. It's Friday night, school just got out. Don't you think Wooderson might be hanging around here?"
"All right, let's rock and roll."
And I said, "Well, yeah, he'd be hanging around here." We smiled at each other, and he goes, "You want to shoot it?" And I said, "Yeah." And I got in my car, the 70 Chevelle, very nervous, about to go on screen for the very first time in my life, and I'm going through in my head, what is Wooderson about? And I said, "You know what? Wooderson's about four things. He's about his car. He's about his weed.
Say, man, you got a joint?"
He's about rock and roll, and he's about chicks. And as they were counting down to say action, it hit me. I said, "I'm in my car. I'm high. I'm listening to rock and roll. And right over there, there's the chick." And they said, "Action." And I said, "That's 3 out of 4. So let's give them a..."
"All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right." And I pulled out. And that was the kickstart. First words I ever said on screen. Still one of the lines that I hear people say. And I still repeat myself.
That film launched Matthew McConaughey's career, a career in which he's come to dominate the romantic comedy genre. But after years of playing the sly, grinning ladies' man, McConaughey started rejecting those scripts. And in 2009, he decided to take a break from acting entirely.
I was looking at some things and saying, "You know what? I like that. And I could do that tomorrow." And there's nothing wrong with reading something or seeing something that you feel like you can do tomorrow. But I was like, well, let's just hold off, McConaughey, and let's sit back and see if something comes and intrigues me that I do not feel like I could do tomorrow, that I feel like I could do it, but I got to go to work and figure out how I can do it. And as the world works in that wonderfully cyclical way, I started to attract exactly what I was looking for. All of a sudden, I got a call. You know, I met with Richard Linklater about Bernie. Then I get a call from Wim Friedkin. We have a meeting. And Steven Soderbergh calls for the first time. Lee Daniels, Jeff Nichols with Mud. Very independent and singular-minded directors and very singular-willed characters that were, you know, no pandering to society or anyone's rules really but their own.
Let's wind back for a moment and talk a little bit about how you got to that point, because, I mean, your acting career, your breakout role was in an independent film, Dazed and Confused, with Richard Linklater. And then somehow you kind of became known for playing these romantic leads in these very successful comedies. I mean, you just sort of sat back and said, "I'm done with that. I don't want to be that character anymore."
Well, to be fair, and specifically like with a romantic comedy, it's a genre and a formula that you can only do so much with. You know you're going to meet the guy and the girl early on. You know they're going to get in a fight, and you know the guy's going to chase her at the end and get her. The challenge is, how do you make that fun and engaging and keep it buoyant? But it's basically that same story. I just felt like there was nothing really there that was scaring me or really challenging me.
Matthew, I want to ask you about the film Magic Mike, which, of course, is in theaters now. A lot has been said about what you brought to the character in that film, Dallas. He is this kind of sleazy nightclub owner, former exotic dancer.
All right, rule number one, this is the what can you touch and not touch rule. Can you touch this? Can you touch this? No.
Some critics have said, you know, it's almost as if Matthew McConaughey is poking fun at a parody of himself.
I've read that a couple of times, too. It made me get a little quizzical when I first read it. I then kind of chuckled and said, well, you know what, I'll take that as a compliment.
I think it's a compliment, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, that a lot of people love that they go, well, Dallas plays the bongos, and he plays the congas, and he plays the djembe, and that's a callback to 1999 when you were arrested in your birthday suit. And I
which something actually, that really happened, we should say.
It did. That did really happen. Yes. Yeah, that's a fact. And I never thought of it like that. But I will say this. As soon as I said, oh, Dallas, this MC, this P.T. Barnum of this circus, he's got to play the drums here. Got to play the congas here. And then after I pulled him out, I was like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, objectively, people are going to see Dallas playing the congas, and they're going to go, that's McConaughey in full regale. You know, we know that about McConaughey. And I was like, well, that's a nice wink. You know, and I mean, there's another thing about that. I think there for a couple of years, I did three summer movies and had three summers where I was fortunate enough to be in weather where I could go shirtless. And then when I was doing Dallas and after we got done, I think I got asked the first question in press and it came to my lips. I said, well, yeah, I was doing some character research for this guy for the last few years, but this Dallas guy, he's a real evolution for me because this guy's dropping his pants.
I'm speaking with the actor Matthew McConaughey. His new film is called Killer Joe, and it opened in theaters this weekend. In this new film, Killer Joe, you play Joe Cooper, who is a sociopathic cop, and he's also a serial killer.
Now, I only have a couple of rules that I insist on sticking to. Insist.
Okay, yeah.
If you're caught, if you're implicated in this crime, you are not, under any circumstances, to reveal my identity or participation.
Oh, of course.
If you break this rule, you'll be killed.
It's not the first time you have played a killer. You did in the 2002 film Frailty. But I think it's safe to say a lot of your fans are not going to be used to seeing you like this. It's at times a disturbing film and role. What attracted you to that character?
I read it, and I did not get it the first time I read it. I actually thought it was despicable. I remember throwing the script in the trash and saying I don't want to be any part of that world. The second read of this, I found myself finding the small chuckles. And that was the light that revealed the humanity of the character for me, and also the meter of Tracy Letts' writing, which when the first read, I was like, some of the spots, I was like, this isn't even good writing. And what I found in the second read was that everything Tracy writes and what the characters say, and more importantly, what they don't say, is very deliberate. The pauses, the incomplete sentences, the non-linear responses to questions that the characters have with each other. Once I understood that meter and that rhythm, it started to reveal who Joe was to me.
You've been working pretty much nonstop. I don't know how you did these five or six roles. I don't know how you found time to do it. But is this basically, I mean, do you see this as kind of the direction in which you're headed, these character roles, less of the kind of the romantic leads? I mean, do you think that you're done with romantic leads?
I wouldn't say I'm done with the romantic comedies. But what I'm doing right now, I am feeling the experience of the work. The last five films, which I did back to back, I didn't have one day where I even had 60 seconds of complacency. Every single day, I'm fortunate to say, I got out of bed a little nervous and very excited about the work at hand. I never got bored. That's a goal, to get there. And if I can work to get to that place and find characters where I can understand the identity as well as I've understood the identity of these guys I've been playing, that would be just peachy.
That's actor Matthew McConaughey. He stars in five films this year, including Killer Joe, which opened this weekend. Matthew McConaughey, thank you so much.
Guy, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, and I enjoy the show.